Now, as for our interaction relationship with the North with North Korea, you know, we ratified our treaty on strategic partnership, which contains Article 4, and we have never doubted the fact that North Korean leadership is very serious about their commitments to us and engagement with that. But as for how we do and what we do, it's up to us to decide under Article 4 of this treaty. First, we need to hold the relevant talks about implementing Article 4 of the Treaty on Strategic Partnership with North Korea. We're in contact with our friends from North Korea. We'll see how this process develops. That said, the Russian armed troops are moving forward very steadily. No one can contradict that. It's moving forth at all the parts of the line of contact.
So as I read that, and please put your own reading on it, Ray, if they need our help, we'll be there. And if we need their help, they'll be here.
Yes. And again, to emphasize the nature of this treaty, when it was signed a year ago, it surprised the hell out of me. I mean, the Russians are very discreet, very perspicacious. They don't want to get bound into a relationship which requires them to come to the aid of North Koreans who have not traditionally been very restrained in what they do, but they did it anyway. Besides that, we have very sophisticated Russian missilery technology gone to North Korea. So the situation is really such that Putin is trying to advertise the fact, look, we have allies to not only Belarus, we've got North Korea and sotto voce, China, Iran. You ought to remember this, Mr. Biden, because, you know, we have these guys. They're not bound by most of them by a treaty like NATO, but that's even better because bilateral treaties, defense treaties like the one we have with North Korea, they come into effect once either country is invaded.